following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, October 30th, through Thursday, November 5th, 2020. October 30th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I tell you, if you desire peace in your heart during these troubled times, resolve to surrender to my divine will. Only then will you be able to accept each present moment with peace. These days you have to make choices which affect not only your life, but even the whole world. The best way to accept what comes is to let my will be responsible for the outcome of your choices, choices grounded in prayer and sacrifices. I have a way and the authority to bring all things under my dominion. You do not possess anything that I have not provided, materially or spiritually. Your physical health, as well, is in my charge. You can only change things by means of prayer and sacrifice. Therefore, surrender to me all situations and watch me handle everything. In your surrender must be your trust. It is evil which promotes doubt in your hearts. Doubts bear the bad fruit of fear. This is why, when you surrender all things to me, pray for trust in all ways. Even give to me the unexpected. This way your prayers will find peaceful surrender and be fulfilled in my divine will." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 31st, 2020. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Dear children, once again, I speak here to direct any agenda you carry in your hearts towards eternal salvation. Do not spend your time on earth towards amassing great wealth, unless, of course, you are sharing it with the unfortunate. Let your hearts be set upon eternity with me in paradise, for that is why each of you was created. Allow me to share this life with you by directing the steps you take and leading you into my paternal heart of divine love. Be united in love. This would be your security. Do not support anyone who has an evil, hidden agenda enclosed in his heart. Be wise in heavenly wisdom as to the choices you make in this earthly life. At your judgment, you will be held accountable for each one. Pray before you choose. The Holy Spirit will enlighten you as to what the human eye does not see. Do not be misled with false promises and lies. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Continue to serve me in small ways. Then, when bigger choices need to be made, you will not be misled. I am with you always, unless you turn away from me through bad choices, careless choices. in which case I continually call you back to me in divine love. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 6 through 13. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 1st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I desire to point out to you today, children, how important your free will choices are and always have been. You choose your own eternity by your embrace of my commandments or your embrace of sin. Your choices affect others by your example of how you live your life and the influence you have on people around you. These days in this country, you have a very important choice coming up in this presidential election. Each soul will be held accountable to me as to whom he endorses. Now is the time when your position on abortion, for or against, can bring support to life in the womb, or provoke more indifference towards the life I place in your midst. These innocent little lives are dependent upon whom you give power to by merit of your vote. This is more than ever an election between good and evil. Choosing one candidate not only jeopardizes life in the womb, but some of your proud nation's basic freedoms. Do not lend support to dishonesty, but to the truth. Reconcile your hearts to belief in the truth, not to words meant to mislead you, such as progressivism. I am part of each vote that is cast, good against evil. Vote to be part of my plan for your soul and to the soul of your nation. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Another note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 2nd, 2020, All Souls Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I need to remind you that good or bad choices determine a soul's destiny and place in eternity. Living in the present moment does not mean you ignore the whole reason I created you. You were created to know me and to love me. So it follows, you are called to love my commandments. This love of my commandments is wrapped in obedience. My commandments are a roadmap to heaven. If you obey my commandments, then you are dedicated to the truth. A dishonest person is only fooling himself. I see into all hearts. I know each soul far better than he knows himself. The souls devoted to the truth receive my blessing in abundance, both in this life and the next. I expose evil in my own way and in my own time. Nothing is hidden from me. The soul who supports the truth in every way is in command of each present moment I give him. Do not be fooled by the empty promises of those who are ambitious only for themselves. Often what is seen in the foreground is negated by an evil hidden agenda, one that transgresses the rights of others. Be wise enough to understand this. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, make no mistake. Today it is the conscience of your nation that is on trial. Diametrically opposed candidates are vying for the office of president. One wants to keep your nation faithful to law and order, the Constitution, and the traditions of democracy. The other opposes all the safety checks that hold this nation on course, right down to the Supreme Court, which he hopes will succumb to politics. If you cannot see this, then you had better research the agendas of each candidate before you cast your vote. Be informed on both sides of any issue before you decide. Always choose according to my commandments and what is pleasing to me. Very often, this means you take an unpopular stance. But, my children, your purpose in life needs to be far beyond gaining popularity amongst people. Do all things, including forming your opinions, to please me. If you live this way, you will have nothing to fear. Once again, I call you to be united in the truth. This is the way to peaceful surrender to my will. A note is given to read James chapter 1, 5 through 8. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given him. but let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, will receive anything from the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 4th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, as your country faces so many uncertainties, I call you to be united in prayerful hope for a secure future under traditional leadership. It is now all things must come together for the greater good. Do not let opinions divide you. You are all my children with a future citizenship in heaven, which you must work now to fulfill. Make your goals one with my goals for you. Legislate to take care of the needy. Protect the precious unborn who have the future of this nation in their hands. Do not allow any decision to create violence in your hearts. The peace you desire is within reach. Surrender to my call to live in holy love. Lead the way in this effort. Let all reactions to any result of this election be prayer, prayer, and more prayer." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 5th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Once again, I tell you, the importance of proper discernment in your daily decisions is of the utmost impact on your spirituality. Those who cannot discern the difference between good and evil lend support to evil causes. This is very important most recently in the election process this nation is experiencing. One of the candidates is only a front for powerful forces in the background. The naive voter does not discern this. This example also highlights the importance of researching both sides of any argument before deciding on a course of action. Do not be easily influenced by those who do not themselves have all the facts and have made shallow decisions themselves. Remember always, prayer changes things. Continue to pray that your decisions bear good fruit, fruit that builds up my kingdom on earth, fruit that is like the ballast of the ship of honest government, moving through the waves of confusion."